All right, as we're being seated, let the kids come on down for Kids Corner. And Judy Kramer is going to lead them this morning.
I love Jesus.
Everybody sing with me.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you? I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you?
I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
Good morning.
Morning.
Boys and girls, I have a poster here to help us learn our lesson today, and I want you to look at it a minute and tell me, what do you think today's lesson might be about? Raise your hand if you know. Yes, sir. About Valentine's Day, could be. What gave you that clue? Okay, that's a good clue. Anybody else? What happens on Valentine's Day? Why do we celebrate it? What do you do for Valentine's Day? What did you do Friday at school? Parties. What did you get, though? What did you give to each other? Candy? Valentine cards? Okay. Now, when you give these out, do you enjoy giving them and getting them? Yes, yes. You kind of feel like you're loved, don't you? And that's basically what our lesson's about today is love. Now, Jesus says to love your neighbor. And that may be a lot more than you think it is. Tell me who they love. Yes. Parents. Who else? At your age, probably parents. What about your brothers and sisters? Yeah. Okay. Well, who do you love? Your family. That's wonderful. You should always start at home. Always start at home. But you know what? Jesus says that we should love everybody. Not just those that are good to us, that we know, that we live with. But everyone. And he had a story to tell you to kind of show someone who did love his neighbor. You may have heard this story before. It's about a man who was attacked by robbers on the road and left on the side of the road, all injured and just laying there. And three people came by. First of all, let me check my facts. First of all, a priest walked by, a priest, someone from the church. Do you think he helped this man who was hurt? He didn't. He walked on the other side of the road. And then a Levite, that's a man who's from a tribe of the Levites, I think. Anyway, he walked on the other side of the road. Now along came a third man. If you've heard this story, who do you think that third man was? Yes, sir. A Samaritan. And Samaritans weren't very well liked. They were thought to be, you know, just not as good as everyone else. Well, this Samaritan went to the man and helped him. He took him to an inn where he could be taken care of. He could rest. And the Samaritan paid the innkeeper, gave him some money and said, use this money to help take care of this man, feed him and bandage his wounds. And he said, when I come back tomorrow from my trip, I will pay you more money if you need it. Now I have a question. Was the priest, the Levite, or the Samaritan the good neighbor? Yes. Okay, pull up the Valentine. Let's see if that's true. It's got a smiley face. He is right. The Samaritan showed mercy. He was the good neighbor. Do you think that you could love someone that you don't know or you don't even like sometimes? If you don't know, just think about it. Think what Jesus wants you to do. Let's go ahead and, yeah, look under the other ones. Ooh, those are unhappy faces. The priest and the Levite were not good neighbors. Okay. Let's try to think this week when you're in school or wherever you are. You know, even if somebody is not someone you really, you know, would hang around with, show them some love. You'd be amazed what happens. You might decide that they're pretty good after all, and they might start liking you. Let's bow our heads for a short prayer. Father in heaven, help us to show love all around us, all week, and all the time. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I do have something to help you remember and show people that you love them, but you can't get it yet. You have to go get money first. When you come back, I'll give it to you. Thank you.
During our next song, the children will collect change for missional and apportionments during this song. And last year, our children collected $4,600 for this cause, and that's a great thing. So.